last night in the Tarawih Salah, the 24th para, the 24th juz was recited, continuing the Surah Zumar, as we had mentioned yesterday, that in the Surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the theme of the Surah is, Likhlas fil ibadah. A person must only worship one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not take any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, he must only worship Allah ta'ala sincerely. And he must have ikhlas and sincerity in his worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that a person who lies against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he disbelieves in the truth when it comes to him, who can be a bigger oppressor than him? Only Jahannam is for a person, a place for such a person. On the other hand, a person who brings forward the truth and he testifies to it, then these are the muttaqin, the pious people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lahumma yasha'una inda rabbihim. Whatever they wish and they desire, they will get by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the, what Allah has mentioned, a beautiful point. They say that this world is a place of necessity. In this world, we can only fulfill our necessities. We cannot fulfill our desires. Your wishes and desires, they are never ending. They will never come to an end. You will fulfill one desire, your desire will increase more and more. So the place of fulfillment of desires is the akhirat, the year after. So in akhirat, whatever desires a person, whatever he wanted to, he controls his desires in this world, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him but to fulfill every desire which he desires in the year after. So Allah says, whatever they desire in the year after. For those people who make an effort in this world to fulfill all their desires, it's impossible for them to fulfill their desires. And eventually a person lands up, he becomes mad, he loses his senses, or he becomes depressed because he wants to fulfill desires. And as the more desires he fulfills, the desires only increase and increase. It doesn't come to an end. Like the example of guna, which ulama has given, the Rakim Sahib has mentioned this example also, is like a person who drinks salt water, the water of the ocean. The more you drink that water, the more your thirst increases. You become more and more thirsty. So the more a person commits guna, the more a person fulfills his desires, the more the desires increase. For a short while, they might become satiated, they'll come down. For example, a person masturbates, he gets a bit of enjoyment at that time, he feels my desires have gone down. But now the urge comes even stronger thereafter in a person. A person committed zina one time, he says, only once in my life I'll do it. And now the urge will come stronger the second time. Let me just try this drugs out, let's take a little bit of it. And now the increases and increases in a person, the desire comes more and more. And there's no limit. A person starts with one thing, he goes to the higher, higher, higher. And where and where it leads a person, eventually destroys a person. So the place of fulfillment of desires is the akhirat, the year after. And there Allah will grant a person whatever he wants to. But the condition that a person learn to control his desires in this world. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why must you have partners with Allah ta'ala? Alayhi sallahu bi kafin abda. Is Allah not sufficient for his banda and servant? Allah is definitely sufficient. وَيُخَوِّفُونَكَ بِالَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِي. And they frighten you with all besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In today's time, you must have an insurance policy. If you don't have an insurance policy, so a person can use permissible means to protect himself. But now when a person goes towards haram means, insurance policies, etc., a person takes it out. So they frighten you. That you, if you don't take out an insurance policy, something will happen to your business, this will happen to you, this will happen to your car. And so much of fear is created in a person, then our person goes towards haram. And what evil he does. But if a person has got this, alayhi sallallahu bi kafin abda, is Allah not sufficient for his banda and servant? And a person places his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be shocked and amazed to see how Allah's help and assistance will come. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. A person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make out ways for that person. وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Where he never thought possible, Allah ta'ala will give him his rosy and sustenance. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions that the people who do not worship Allah ta'ala, they take partners besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will not get sifarish on the day of Qiyamah. They will be denied. So they will have problems in the year after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the quality of the people of the who don't believe in the akhirat. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned alone, only Allah is spoken about. Yeah, it means ikhlas and sincerity. But Allah ulama have given a general meaning. When Allah is spoken about, then the hearts of those people who do not believe in the akhirat, they cringe, they feel uneasy. And when anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is spoken, the idols are spoken about, or in today's time sports is spoken about, politics is spoken about, إِذَاهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. Suddenly people become happy, they become excited. So this is a person who doesn't believe in the akhirat. He gets excited with those things. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is spoken about, let us look into our own lives. When a person is speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much of enjoyment do we get hearing the name of Allah, speaking about Allah? Or does the person become tired? He feels, I'm tired now, it's a dini bayan. And the person now becomes irritated. But the same person now, he sat for 10 minutes, he was tired. But he will sit for 1 hour and he will discuss soccer, he will discuss politics. And he will get great enjoyment in there. So this is a sign of those people, لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. Allah not make us amongst them. Those who do not believe in the akhirah, this is not the quality of a believer. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That whoever you love, مَنْ أَحَبَّ أَشْيَاءً أَكْثَرَ ذِكْرَهُ. He wants to speak in abundance about whatever he loves. He loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll want to speak about Allah. Himself, he wants to hear about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak to others about regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that man, his nature is such, when he falls into some difficulty and problems, he calls out to us. But then when we grant him our bounties, then he suddenly he gets pride within himself. And he forgets Allah's help and assistance. And he said, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُ وَلَا عِلْمٍ. I was given this well because of my knowledge, because of my know-how. What an intelligent person I was. Allah said, بَلْ هِيَ فِتْنَةٌ. This year is only a fitna, it's an examination, a test. Allah is giving me that wealth to see how you will be grateful or ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't feel that it's your own doings, because how the conditions can change. In 75 seconds you see in Turkey, a multi-millionaire now is living on the ground with nothing at all. He's lost all his possessions. In a few seconds, everything is gone from a person. So all of this, what a person has got, is a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, the people in the past, they said the same things. And whatever they had earned, it did not benefit them in the least, but in this world, it doesn't benefit. And the minute you go in the grave, it doesn't benefit a person in the least. But also, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you have made mistakes in life, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. O my bandas and servants who have exceeded the bounds against themselves. Ulama says so beautifully, Allah has mentioned, يَا عِبَادِي, my servants. Allah ta'ala is referring to the sinners. Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu anhu, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that he must accept Islam. So he said, Islam is very hard. Allah says that the person who commits shirk, who makes zina, who kills a person, Allah was going to put him in the fire of Jahannam, he'll get double punishment. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, but Allah said, after that, illa man taba wa amana wa amila amalan salihan. You make tawbah, you have iman and you do good actions, Allah will change your evil actions into good actions. He said, the conditions are too difficult, I do not know, I can have iman, but tawbah and to do good actions thereafter may be very difficult for me. Allah said another ayat of the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَيُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah will never forgive shirk. But besides that, whoever Allah wants to, Allah will forgive that person. He said, Allah Ta'ala said, he'll forgive whoever he wants to. What if he said, I'm not among those people who Allah wants to forgive. So maybe Allah won't forgive me. Then Allah Ta'ala sent this ayat of the Quran Sharif down. Tell my banda and servant who committed zina, who committed adultery and fornication, a person who murdered people also, he committed shirk, he's still my banda, he's my servant. And whatever gunah he has committed, he committed it against himself. He only caused harm to himself. Every sin which a person does commits, he only causes harm to himself. Allah said, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Allah forgives gunahs, all sins. Whatever sins a person has done, the worst of sins, Allah ta'ala will forgive it. إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Allah is most forgiving. And Allah ta'ala's forgiveness is not such that Allah just forgives and makes a person maaf. But Allah's forgiveness, as we have learned from our Hazrat, is that Allah is Rahim, also the most merciful. That after Allah forgives, He showers His bounties and favors upon a person. There is no person, no government in the world when a person has committed a crime and after he gets freed from jail, they give him a royal pardon. They say, okay, we're going to give you 10 filling stations also. We'll give you 10 motels also. We're going to give you so many houses also. We'll give you so much of money also. You've done a big crime and you ask us for forgiveness. So we can give you all of these things also. But because they are not Allah, it's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After Allah forgives, then Allah ta'ala showers so much of mercy upon His people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, make inhabit, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Become His true servant before the punishment comes to you people. Then you won't be helped. وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Follow the best what has been revealed to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran Sharif. The other kitabs, they were husn, they were beautiful. Tawrat and Injil and Zabur, they were beautiful in themselves. But Allah kept the best for the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So follow the Quran Kareem, the best kitab which has been revealed to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before the punishment comes to a person, suddenly a person doesn't even know. It mustn't happen. At that time a person says, oh, at that time I used to make a mock and laugh at the people of Iman. Or you say that, oh, if only Allah gave me hidayat, I would have been amongst the muttaqin pious people. Or you say at that time, when you will see the punishment, if only I get one more chance, then I'll be a very pious person. Allah Ta'ala will say, it's too late for a person now. You didn't believe in this world. You are amongst the kuffar and disbelievers. Now you will have to see it. What is the final result? Your faces will be blackened on the day of Qiyamah. The fire of Jahannam is for you. And the people of Iman, they will be saved and protected. So a person must only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if he has to make shirk, all his actions will be destroyed and he'll be amongst the greatest of losers. So only worship one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you will do this here, then in the akhirat also, those people who worship one Allah, their help and assistance will come. And the kuffar will be dragged to the fire of Jahannam, Zumara, in different groups. So whatever company a person kept in that group, he will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. And he will be moving towards Jahannam. These people will be dragged. When they will come to Jahannam, futihat abwabuha, the doors will be closed. And now suddenly it will be opened up, like how when a person goes to a prison and it's locked, the doors are locked. And when you come there, suddenly it's open and a person is flung inside. And then the people will say, didn't Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam come? The angels will tell them. And they warned you people of this year. They say, now it's too late for us. And the angels will say, now enter the doors of Jahannam. What an evil place it is for the people of pride. So the ulama said, the reason of kufr and disbelief and the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala was because of pride within a person. They were not prepared to accept. So this was the root cause of all of this pride which was within them. They knew what was the truth, but they were not prepared to accept it. Then the people of Jannat, those who feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they also will be taken to Jannat in jamaat and groups. And until when they will come to the door of Jannat, وَفُتِحَتْ, the doors will already be opened. And when they will come to it, the doors will already be opened. And the ulama say, like when you go to a person's house and you're a guest of honor, the doors are already opened beforehand. All the people are waiting outside to welcome a person. So when people come to Jannat, the doors will already be opened and they will be welcomed inside. And the angels will say, Salamun alaikum, Allah's peace and safety be upon you people. You have done very good. Enter Jannat now, forever and forever you will remain in here. And then they will thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Alhamdulillah, alladhi. All praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, whose promises which He had given us, He was 100% truthful. And today He has given us this land of Jannat. We can live in Jannat wherever we want to, we can enjoy ourselves. And you will see the angels of that day thronging around the arsh of Allah ta'ala, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally people will say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. After the decision will be made, people will go to Jannat. They will be thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the great bounties which Allah has given them. May Allah make us among those people. So the whole object of this is to bring ikhlas and sincerity in one's ibadat. Only worship one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with that, not to have any riyah and show. With the actions we are doing also, it must be done with sincerity. The next surah is Surah Mu'min. And it starts with Hamim. And there are about 6 or 7 surahs in the Quran which starts with Hamim. And the ulama say that this is the in these surahs, Allah Ta'ala is giving da'wah towards the Quran, encouragement towards the Quran Sharif. But in each of these surahs where Allah Ta'ala is giving da'wah towards the Quran Sharif, Allah has got a different message. So in the first surah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's message is warning the people who deny the barakat and the blessings of the Quran Sharif, who turn away from the Quran Sharif and the teachings of the Quran Sharif. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is warning them that these people, remember, Allah is most forgiving. Allah will accept your tawbah. But on the other hand, Allah is shadeed al-iqab, very, very severe in punishment. And Allah grants great, great favors. So remember, you have to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only the kuffar and disbelievers, they fight regarding the ayat of the Quran Sharif. They got a lot of wealth, and they're moving around. They've got their holidays, and they're going to resorts. فَلَا يَغْرُرْكَ تَقَلُّبُهُمْ فِي الْبِلَادِ. They're moving about, going in aeroplanes from one country to another country, running from here to there, the business dealings they are doing. Let it not put you in deception regarding these people. They have, for a short while, nations in the past came, and they were huge, huge nations, but they tried to cause harm to the Anbiya alayhi salam in the teachings. What was my punishment regarding them? They were completely destroyed. On the other hand, those people of Iman, they've got great value in my sight. So much of value they have got, that the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are around the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they also got Iman. What a great quality Iman is. They also got Iman, and they make istighfar, and they make dua for the people of Iman. So all the time, the angels are actually making dua, just because you've got the quality of Iman within ourselves. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here, the day after, regarding the akhirah, the day of Qiyamah, we all have to stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَوْمَهُمْ بَارِزُونَ لَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. All the people will become in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing will be hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the question will come, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. Who has possession, ownership of things today? People will be quiet, dumbfounded. And then the answer will come, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. It's only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is alone, who is the most powerful and the most dominant. And each person today will be recompensed according to what he had earned. There won't be any zulam and oppression upon any person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very quick in taking hisab and in taking reckoning. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. In this action, in this life, Allah knows the cheating of the eyes and what the heart of a person conceals. When a person is cheating, he's moving around, walking. This eye is an amanah, is a trust from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person is using the eye in the wrong place, when a person is walking on the road and a woman is walking past, and how he's cheating and deceiving, and this amanah which Allah has given him, he's using it in the wrong place. That eye was supposed to have been for his wife, he's supposed to have looked at his wife, but now he's looking at his neighbor's wife. Or he's supposed to be looking at his wife, now he's looking at his sister-in-law with an evil eye. So then all of this, even with a good eye, a person cannot look at his sister-in-law, his hijab, the laws of parda. Allah says, he knows exactly the cheating of the person's eyes. And even worse, وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ, what the hearts of a person are concealing, the thoughts which is coming to a person. If I get hold of this woman, what I'll do to her? And our person purposely brings this thought into his mind. If the thought comes into a person's mind, he doesn't bring it purposely, there's no guna and there's no sin. But when a person himself is fantasizing and thinking, before he goes to sleep at night, he's sitting and thinking about this woman, that woman, person is looking at the cell phone, so much so a person is with his own wife also, but he's thinking that, hey, you know what, that other woman, he's got a picture of another woman in his mind, and he's fulfilling his desire with his own wife, but he said, if that other woman was here, and he's thinking that the other woman is there, ulama say that the intention of a person, Allah Ta'ala punishes a person accordingly. It is actually like a person is making zina. He's fornicating because of his intention at that moment. So it's a major sin also. So Allah Ta'ala knows exactly what the heart of a person is concealing and the cheating of the eyes. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions the story of the one incident in the court of Fir'aun. One rajul mu'min, one person who stood up in the court of Fir'aun, he hid his iman. And Fir'aun wanted to kill Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And how he stood up to defend Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And he brought all the proofs forward before Fir'aun. But Fir'aun was stubborn and not prepared to accept. And finally Fir'aun, he himself and his army was destroyed. And this man who had stood up in the court of Fir'aun, and he gave them the da'wah of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the akhirat, the life of the year after. He told them this life of this world, إِنَّمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا مَتَعْ. It is some goods which a person is utilizing for a short while. But remember, the life of the akhirat is a life forever and forever a person will do, will remain there. If you do good actions, evil actions, you will be punished in the year after. And if you do a good action, Allah will enter you into Jannah. So he gave them this da'wat, but they were not prepared to accept. And eventually, Fir'aun and his people were completely destroyed. And Allah Ta'ala says, "Naru yu'raduna 'alayha ghuduwa wa 'ashiya," morning and evening, the fire is presented before Fir'aun. Right now, at the present moment also in the qabr, there is punishment of the grave. And on the day of Qiyamah, it will be said, enter them into the worst of punishment. May Allah protect and save us. Thereafter, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions, Qiyamah is very close. One very great amal to do is du'a. Ud'uni astajib lakum. You make du'a to me, I will answer your du'a. Allah is asking us, the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a person who is inspired to make du'a, man ulhima du'a, lam yuhram al-ijaba, you will not be deprived of acceptance. If Allah is inspired you to make a certain du'a, you will definitely, the du'a will be accepted in the court of Allah Ta'ala. There are different ways of acceptance, but Allah Ta'ala will accept your du'a. So never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Many times Allah gives you what you want. Many times He gives you something better than what you wanted. You wanted a certain thing, Allah gives you something far better. And many times you don't see the effects of it in this world. But in the year after, when you will see the rewards which Allah has kept for a person will be shocked and amazed. And many times the du'a is accepted when Allah removes calamities in the life of a person. So in different ways Allah accepts du'as. And then the next ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that before this I gave you such great bounties. I gave you the night, I gave you the day. When I give you such huge, huge bounties without you asking me, now if you have to ask me, I can give you much, much more bounties. So you continue asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no need for a person now to lose hope. When Allah has given you huge, huge bounties like the night and the day, the sun and the moon, huge creations of Allah ta'ala, Allah has given it to you without asking. So if you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what difficulty is there for Allah ta'ala to fulfill your needs and to grant you what the person wants? So make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions His signs of His qudrat and His power. And until the end of the surah, He mentions that unfortunately the people go and travel in the earth, in the world, and see what was the final result of those people who disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were stronger than you people, they had much more wealth, and they were moving around in the earth. But whatever they had earned in this world, it was of no benefit to them. They were completely destroyed. When the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came to them, they were happy with what they had, the knowledge which they had by themselves. And they used to make a mazak and a mock of the Anbiya alayhi salam and the teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And now when they saw our punishment, then they said, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only in Allah we believe now. But at this time, your iman is of no benefit when you see the punishment of Allah Ta'ala coming down. At the time of death, to make tawbah now, it's too late for a person. Before that, Allah has given a person opportunity. And a person must never think that tomorrow I'll make tawbah, or I'll make tawbah after 5 years, 10 years, because the visa of life is uncertain. It can come to an end and terminate at any moment. It doesn't look only for an 80-year-old person, a 70-year-old person. It happens to a 30-year-old person. It happens to a 20-year-old person. No one has got guarantee in life. So a person at all times must make tawbah and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, change his life so that it must not happen that our mort comes in an evil way. As a person lives in this life, that is how a person will pass away. And a person, how he passes away, that's how Allah will resurrect him on the day of Qiyamah. The last surah which was recited was Surah Hamim Sajda. And in this surah also where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives da'wah to the Quran Sharif. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the reason why Allah ta'ala has given this Quran Sharif, it is Allah wanted to make manifest His rahmat and His mercy. Tanzeelun min ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Quran Sharif is a manifestation of the great mercy and kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves His bandas and servants. He's got so much of mercy for them. That is why He's given us the Quran Sharif. In great detail is explained the ayat of the Quran. Fussilat ayatu. Quran in Arabian. It's the Quran in the Arabic language. So for the people who have knowledge, they can take benefit from the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif is a bashiran wa nazira. It is a giver of glad tidings, and it's a warner for people also. It warns the people. But unfortunately, many people, they turn away from the Quran Sharif. They are not prepared to accept it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why won't you accept the Quran? Can't you see the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah is the one who created the earth in 2 days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the strong mountains over the earth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed barakat and blessings on the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given all of the food on the earth. Then Allah ta'ala has created the skies. And in a beautiful way Allah has created it. Allah has given you the stars. All these great bounties Allah has given you. And still you are turning away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can you turn away from the favors and bounties of Allah ta'ala? How He gave you these physical bounties? Allah has given you the spiritual bounty of the Quran Sharif. What a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the result of those people who didn't believe in the Quran on the day of Qiyamah, where their own limbs will testify against them. The eyes and the ears and the skin will come and testify against the person what he had done in this worldly life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions that on the other hand, there are those people who said, Rabbun Allah, our Rabb is and created Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were steadfast thereafter. So what will happen? تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ The angels will come, will descend upon them. لَا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا There is no need for you to fear now regarding the future. And don't grieve regarding the past. And be happy with Jannat which you have been promised. Ulama say that this will happen on 3 occasions. At the time of death, the angels will come down to a person and they'll tell a person, don't worry about the dunya. Don't be grieving, stricken about it. And don't fear for the future. You've got everything enjoyable. Allah has kept Jannat for you. Then in the grave, they will go to a person and give him glad tidings. And on the day of Qiyamah, when people will stand up, there will be great fear. At that time, they will come and they will give them glad tidings. And the angels will say to them, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ We were your friends in this worldly life and in the year after also. So ulama, some ulama say that this angels coming down to the people doesn't only happen at the time of death. Even in this world, when a person is steadfast on Iman and Islam, the angels come to a person and they keep inspiring him in his heart. Don't fear. Don't worry. Jannat is in front of a person. So we find a person, the whole society is against him also. And he wants to remain steadfast on deen. Sometimes he's a non-Muslim, he accepts Islam. Whole family is against him. But he remains steadfast on Iman and Islam. The angels come to him, they encourage him. So we wonder where I'm getting that strength from. It is the angels coming and inspiring a person. And they keep a person steadfast. And they encourage a person, don't worry, this life is short. In the year after, whatever enjoyments you want, you will get it there. And this every desire of yours will be fulfilled. And even when one level higher than a person who said, Allah is our Rabb, and he was steadfast, is a person who gives da'wah and calls people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Himself, he does good actions. And he doesn't boast thereafter. He says, I'm a normal Muslim person. I'm amongst the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm not a great person. And then obviously he will get some people who will oppose him. So Allah said, evil and good can never be equal. The people who are doing wrong to you, you repel them with goodness. Suddenly a person who is your open enemy also, Allah will make it such, you'll become like a friend of yours, like a very good friend of yours. This is akhlaq and character a person has to show when a person is given taklif and difficulty. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا Only those people who have got the quality of sabr will have this quality within themselves. They will be able to forgive and forget and overlook. And only the people who have got a very great bounty, given a great bounty by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the ones who will get this. وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ بَالشَّيْطَانُ will come now and he will put thoughts in a person's heart. And you'll make a person that why must you, I forgive a person, why must I do this here? Harm will come to me. Allah Ta'ala said, whenever these thoughts come to a person, read, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ Seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ Allah will protect you from this evil wasawis and thoughts of shaitan. And this ulama say that it's general. Whenever the thoughts come and trouble a person, one very easy prescription is أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ It will take away the thoughts from evil thoughts of a person. And the other which we have learned is لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ So, it's a very great and wonderful prescription for removing thoughts in a person. Many people have got too much doubts in their minds or too much of thoughts and they keep being troubled by thoughts. So, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ It removes many sicknesses, cure for 99 sicknesses. The least one of them is depression which a person is overcome by. So, we should try to read this whenever we are afflicted by thoughts. And the Hazrat says the best actually the best ilaj for the thoughts which come to a person is actually ignore them completely. That inshallah a person if you worry about the thoughts it becomes worse and worse, stronger in a person, it troubles a person. Just a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, turn your attention towards good things, inshallah the thoughts will leave a person. Allah Ta'ala give us true understanding.